Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
That's the USA, baby. How you doing, folks? Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell here. Kevin, how's everybody? Everybody good?
Good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. Todd, everything good with you?
Just dandy. It's 35 degrees as opposed to the 5 that I had last night when I went home. I love it when it warms up 30 degrees to start the day. That's fantastic.
You're saying it's 35 right now in Bismarck?
Yeah.
What is the temp here, Kev? I don't think we're there yet.
No.
Supposed to be 30 today, so I don't think we've... But it's,
it's coming. We're sending it your way. Don't worry.
That's a nice break.
Way. 8 above right now, Fargo Moorhead.
How about that? It's 8 above here in 35 in Fargo, in Bismarck, rather.
It was 1 below here, and it was 30 in Jamestown.
My gosh, yeah. But, nice. It's pushing west. So that's beautiful. And the best news there is it's going to be that way all week long. So we have a little building project going on here, and the frame of the addition on the Flagg Family Building on I-29 south of the 94-29 interchange is done, but they haven't enclosed it yet, and they have to enclose it and then pour the concrete floors, right?
Yeah, yep,
and
saw that.
I'm learning so much about construction because for some reason, I'm going to say this kind of quiet so he doesn't change his mind, my business partner, who is the president of the company and managing partner, he said, Scott, can you quarterback the building project? So I don't want him to change his mind. But anyway, I'm learning all this stuff about, about the project. And I'm like, wait a minute, how do you guys pour the concrete on the second floor first? Did you know they do that?
Yep.
They do the second floor first.
Yeah, with a pump. Yep, just pump it up.
But, I would always think first floor, then second floor. And they do the second floor first, concrete floor on the first. So anyway, But they
had fun with the old Metrodome pouring 6 stories up in the air, pouring walls.
What?
That was fun. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, us?
I was on the, when I going to radio shows, on the wall crew for the Metrodome. I was on the original. My dad was the general manager of Knutson Construction, so I worked on the Metrodome.
You helped build the Metrodome.
I did. I was on the groundbreaking correction, the survey crew initially, and then transferred to the wall crew.
Todd, did you know this about Kevin?
Ran the wall crew.
That should be in your promo. I mean, Todd needs to make a promo for you.
No, it was sad when it got torn down, I'll tell you that.
Oh, sorry.
Is the Metrodome deflating? My first semester of college, coming home Christmas vacation, driving around the Metrodome and watching it deflate. I remember that, but...
Yeah, it was really neat how it was built. It was like built up, you had the floor crew and the column crew and the wall crew, and they just kept following each other all the way up.
Fascinating.
Yep.
Wow.
I remember that when that place opened, I thought I was a kid in a candy store. It was so dang cool. And then about, 10 years in, it felt like it was a high school gym or something. It just lost its luster and didn't have much in the way of amenities like they built them now.
My dad had the home office, and he brought in, it was my ninth grade year, it was 1976, he brought home the roll of plans of the Metrodome, and he rolled it out. I said, what's that? He said, that's the new Viking Stadium. I said, you're kidding. Yeah, right downtown. And the picture of it was on the front of the plans that he rolled out. I was like, oh, and he said, one problem with that thing. I said, what's that? He said, the minute we get a bunch of snow, that roof's going to collapse.
Did he really?
Wow.
And guess what happened?
When it did, I looked up. I said, Dad, you were right. Took a while, but he was right.
That's pretty cool.
Didn't take all that long.
So, how the story...
winter.
how the story started was we can't pour the concrete until the building's enclosed.
Right, yeah.
And you can't enclose the building until the roof is done.
That's right.
And nobody can put a roof on when it's freezing
out.
That's
exactly it.
So we're like 12 days behind now. And all of which I would have not known, honestly, because I didn't build a Metrodome. I think that should be in Kevin's promo, Todd. Some radio stations have radio announcers on talk shows. We have a guy that helped build the Metrodome. What's on your mind? 9 to 11, 550 K.
I don't know if I'd want to brag about the, you know, given what happened with the roof. I don't know if I'd want to brag about that.
Well, but, it held up for a lot of years before it finally went up.
Anyway, welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn, the Metrodome Builder, is here. Todd, the radio god, small g, don't freak out on us. And we're all here to crank up the show today. We have an interesting show today. I want to talk, we had so many votes yesterday, yes versus no, on the Bison thing. To be completely honest, I didn't have a chance to count them all before the end of the program, so I just decided to extend it today. So, day two of our question of the day, which you answer by text. The question is, should the NDSU Bison make the move to the FBS? Okay? Should they go from the FCS, the championship series in football, where you actually have the final game like the Super Bowl, or the everybody gets a trophy, kind of, the top teams get a trophy, and there's these bowl games all over the place. So which is the way to go? Should they make the jump up to the really big time of college football, or should they be happy being king of the hill in the FCS? That's the question. Yes or no? And what did I say I'd give away for prizes? Does anybody remember? Bison apparel from Petrol Serve USA, wasn't it?
Yep.
If that's what it was. So,
so far we've got a yes, an absolutely no, and a no.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. So all you need to do is text 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Super producer Chris Larson is tallying all the results, and we'll have a randomly selected winner by the end of the program today. Okay. What else are we doing here today? Let me tell you. 9:30, bottom of the hour, John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. I want to spend a little time with him on the size of Minnesota's budget. Why are you laughing, Kevin?
You said the word budget in Minnesota in the same sentence.
They don't go together or what?
I love that. Pretty comical.
So they don't have a budget in Minnesota, or what are you saying?
I don't know that they stick to it.
Oh.
The thing.
Wow. Okay. So evidently, John Hinderacher has the same opinion of Minnesota's budget as you do. And so we're going to try and break that down a little bit.
Let's build more rest areas, rest stops.
Now, if I say, Todd, to you or to Kevin, North Dakota's budget, what do you say? Are we way, way better at it?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay.
The word that comes would be responsible, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, yep. St. Paul has just gotten into this freak show, irresponsible, spend more than the
okay, which is
the
worse,
feds.
Minnesota or the federal government?
Well, the feds, but Minnesota's learning.
You're emulating the wrong part of the equation there, yeah.
Well, the other thing you have to remember is that their budget has to balance in the states.
Yes, that's
right?
True, yeah.
Now, the federal government doesn't have to balance, which it should, and thank you, Kent Conrad and Byron Dorgan, for having the worst legacy of any members of the U.S. Senate in single-handedly stopping a balanced budget amendment.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice. And Ken Conrad has the distinction of being the quote-unquote Democrat budget hawk, chair of the Senate Budget Committee, and still said no to balancing the budget. Is that not disgraceful? I think it is. Yeah. I would also say this. Minnesota gets around it with bonding.
Exactly.
So they have plenty of debt. They just do debt in a different way. So we're going to break all that down with John Hinderacher at the bottom of the hour. And I would be a little less generous on the question of North Dakota's budget than you guys are, because North Dakota's had such a bounty from oil that it really can mask a lot of other spending. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
In other words, a lot of what comes in is spent. Now, do they invest it wisely? I would say mostly yes. I would say mostly yes. But North Dakota's not Lily White on its increases in spending either. There's just so much revenue coming in that that it allows a little more spending.
Yeah, good problem to have.
It is. I think the biggest spenders of the spenders are school districts and cities and counties. And they have the lion's share of the spending. You look at your property tax bill in North Dakota and go, what in the heck is happening here? Where was it 10 years ago? What is it now? That's largely because of schools, cities, and counties charging you more money. It's not because of the state, because the state has nothing to do with your property tax bill. But setting that aside, I do think the state could be more fiscally responsible as well. They've just had such a bounty from the oil and gas industry, and, you know, it basically funds so much. So.
Speaking of property taxes, hold my beer.
What are you saying?
I'm from Minnesota. Hold my beer. Yeah.
You don't have any?
No, we have plenty. I'm saying
they're just done a little differently. Yeah. They're done a little differently. They've got a way of doing it over there.
The spending keeps going up and up and up.
My beer. He's on a roll today, Todd. You're getting promo material up the wazoo here. Hold my beer. So anyway, we'll deal with that topic. We also have Sean Riley. He's the director of the IT department. Wicked smart member of the governor's cabinet. One of his best hires. I put him up there in the top three. Bill Panos. Sean Riley, I don't know who to put number three. I'll have to think about that a little bit. Probably his decision to invite Brent Sanford to be top of the ticket. Those are three rock stars in North Dakota government that don't necessarily get a lot of credit. And then Shannon Morris-Jones, she's a state representative from Fargo. She's joining the race for mayor of Fargo. So we're going to talk about that as well today on the program. First call of the day goes to Monty from Tioga. Anybody know Monty from Tioga? When we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by my pillow. Holy buckets of the answers coming in here by text, huh? You seen this?
Yeah.
Holy buckets. Yes or no, Bison make the jump to FBS, FCS. The coaches were all busy, tied up this week, so we weren't able to talk to them. I do want to do a little recap about the Bison National Championship win. Love to talk to Matt Entz. I want to talk to Randy Hedberg, too. Randy's a friend and a quarterback coach. Quiet part of the overall coaching staff that doesn't really know to the public, but look at the quarterbacks the Bison have had since Randy Hedberg has been there, and look at the success they've had onto the pros, from Carson Wentz to Trey Lance to, you know, keep going, right? I mean, unbelievable. Easton Stick. And so love to talk to Randy just about the weekend of the dominance over Montana State. And then, of course, Matt Larson at some point as well. We'll chat with just about this discussion about the move. But in the meantime, just curious what the audience thinks. Yes or no, should the Bison make the jump to the FBS? All I got to say is yes or no, and you're in the drawing for Bison apparel from PetraServe USA, the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison. Powered today by MyPillow. Remember, promo code Scott. Here's the most important thing about MyPillow I want you to know. Any product you buy, has a 60-day money-back guarantee. In other words, you buy 10 pillows, you sleep on them for 59 nights, and you say, I don't get it. I don't know why everybody raves about this thing. First thing I'd say, well, did you put it in the dryer when you had it, when you got it? So it was really fluffed out. Did you then mold it to how you like it? Did you follow the rules, so to speak? Because I'm not a good rule follower when it comes to new products. But you got to follow the simple little rules to really enjoy it. But then if you say, I did it, I don't like it, send it back. Send it back. And then for 10 years, if you say, hey, this isn't working 5 years later, you send it in and they send you another one. I mean, there's a no-risk guarantee to anything you buy from MyPillow. And last thing I want you to know, anything you buy from MyPillow, you're fueling this program. We are literally powered by MyPillow and our advertisers. So when you support them, you are supporting us. So whatever radio station you're listening to, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag or AM 1090 The Flag, KLTC and Dickinson, the Flag family, iHeartMedia, the replays at night, however and wherever you're listening, on the app, you subscribe to the podcast to get us, whatever it is. Any advertiser that you hear on those stations or those replays, support this program, do us a favor and support them, including MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Monty in Tioga. What's on your mind?
Monty!
I am so appreciative of everybody that contributed to my trip down to Presco. I'm fighting back tears as I tell you. I had a free ride from my home by a man that lives about 15 miles away from me, all the way to Bismarck, and a free ride from Bismarck all the way back to my car and sitting by my daughter's house in Stanley, North Dakota. I had a ticket paid for completely, so all I had to do was have money to eat, and my bank never got my deposit till the day I was on the trip home. So I think beyond all doubt, NDSU should stay where they're at. They're king of the hill now. Every other person in the league is going to want to kick off the king. I thought that the trip was fantastic. I didn't sleep but maybe 3 or 4 hours on the bus all the way down to Presco. And the same thing on the way home. I slept maybe 1 more hour on the bus on the way home. But we had a breakdown on bus while we were still in Presco. We got a Texas bus that was very nice that took us halfway home, basically. And our driver was replaced by a driver that brought the bus to him so that it could keep us rolling legally and ethically down the road. It was right down to the minutes all the way. It was fantastic. It was enjoyable. And I want to thank Mrs. Scott Henning for her gift that Scott only knows what he said to me. But I want her especially, to be thanked, and everybody that contributed to my trip. It was fantastic. It's been something that I could not get back into since I was in 1969 because of a coach I'd had in football in Tioga. So I just appreciated it beyond words can tell.
So nice to hear that recap of everything, Monty. We had a lot of questions yesterday. Hey, did Monty like the trip? How did it go? And I'd planned to try and reach out to you and have you on. You called in today and told that story, and it warms my heart. The whole thing does. And just so you know, our listeners, I posted the picture of you and I in the stands, and you know, they all said, oh, so glad to know Monty made it, and you became kind of a little folk hero to everybody, Monty. And it's nice to see people reaching out, you know, and just giving a helping hand. I want you to know the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation contributed to your trip. They were the sponsor of the bus, and we thank Midwest Sports Tours for helping as well. Mike Schmitz and his team, we ended up morphing our bus trips together, and that worked out just fine. And the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation underwrote part of your trip, and listeners contributed to that. I still have people calling me saying, hey, can I kick in a few bucks for Monty? Help me, bus trip down with $625, and the you said earlier, we mentioned, oh, no, car broke down. How do we get Monty to the bus in Bismarck? And some good Samaritan does that. So it's just dang cool. It just is really, really dang cool. And somebody else has a question for you here on the phone. Ron in Mandan. You got a question for Monty, Ron?
Yeah, say, Monty, did you go down to Atlanta, Georgia with us to the U.S. Constitution Party meeting?
If you pay the ticket, I'll go.
Did you go down with us?
No,
when
I
was,
didn't.
When was that, Ron?
Well, I bet it's been 7-8 years ago. And this was when Obama was still president, because we asked the Hawaii people about Obama's birth certificate. They said there is none. But I thought Monty was down there with us.
It might have been the same Monty that gave me a ride home. Two Montys in one pickup, okay?
Well, your country's okay,
that, oh, my gosh, that's just precious. Monty, it was great to meet you. I'm glad we got you to your first Bison game since 1969. That was the last time we figured out you'd been in a Bison game, right?
Yes, sir.
And you want to know one of the last things that I'll remember about all of the pieces that came together and the generosity of our listeners in this?
What's that?
Monty was sitting while he was trying to watch the Jumbotron, which I do once in a while, too, because when people stay on the whole game, you're like, I just want to sit down. So he sat down for a piece where everybody else was standing, and some Montana State fans, young kids, 20-something, are in front of him. One of them was really tall. They recognized Monty couldn't see the screen anymore. They switched places with him. Bobcat fans did.
Yeah.
And said, you go in front of us, because I just tell you, it was one great thing after another. Monty, stay in touch. Great hearing from you. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
President Trump's biggest rally yet will happen this coming Saturday, and there's only one major news network covering it live, Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time with great hosts like Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Jen Pellegrino, Sean Spicer, and more. The media are censoring President Trump. Even Fox won't carry his rallies. So millions are tuning into Newsmax. President Trump says Newsmax is really good. And this Saturday, Trump is expected to make a big announcement. So I strongly urge you to join Newsmax Trump List and get the rally info plus a whole lot more about President Trump. To join the Trump List, just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Be among the first to know when Trump makes his big 2024 announcement. Text ZONE to 39747 and make sure you watch Newsmax. It's real news for real people.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The President and the Vice President will pay their respects at the crypt of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia this afternoon. Afterwards, the two will push for voting changes in America to be done by the folks in Washington, D.C. from now on if their partisan bill passes.
This comes after Democrats claim the 2020 election was one of the most secure and fairest elections in American history. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
He's quite focused on how ensuring the American people understand what is at stake here. Protecting the fundamental right to vote. Everyone is going to have to take a hard look at where they want to be at this moment in history.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee.
This is not a voting rights bill. It's a sweeping takeover of our democracy.
The president will return to the White House later this evening. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by DAC Diesel. And you know what? If the diesel's just not clicking on all cylinders, diesel engines have cylinders too?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I hope so.
I'm just not an engine guy. If I need a
piston go up and down if it doesn't have a cylinder.
Well, I guess. Okay, all right. But I'm not. It's not like I built a Metrodome or anything. I don't know much about construction or engines. I'm just telling you. I don't.
A rotary engine or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, DAC Diesel is the place. If the engine isn't cutting it, your diesel is just something's off and you know it, get to the team at DAC Diesel because they have an additive now that'll save you what could be a very expensive repair. And it may be in a community near you. You might not even have to go to Bismarck to get it because there's dealers now spreading throughout North Dakota. DACDiesel.com. And if you don't yet have, in these colder months, planned maintenance scheduled, get on the schedule at DAC Diesel. DACDiesel.com. Tell them Scott and Todd and Kevin, the Metrodome builder, sent you. All right, 27 before the top of the hour, and we're welcome John Hinderacher to the program. John Hinderacher is the president of the Center of the American Experiment. AmericanExperiment.org is where you can find out more about him. We talk with him weekly on the program. Enjoy our conversations very much. They are expanding to many states across the USA to do all kinds of good work, including North Dakota. And I want to start there, and then I want to talk a little bit about the budget. Talk about the center and I guess it's an expansion because you're expanding into North Dakota. You're doing different projects for different folks. But just tell me a little bit about what's planned for 2022 and the Center of the American Experiment across the USA, John.
Well, you bet, Scott. We have been working with groups in other states for quite a while now. We've exported our energy work to states like Colorado and North Carolina and Arizona and West Virginia and Virginia and one or two other states. We have collaborated with policy organizations in Wisconsin to put on anti-critical race theory programs in Wisconsin. And we've collaborated in both North and South Dakota as well as Iowa. So that's nothing new for us. What is new is that we are, in a more formal way, moving into North Dakota and bringing our resources to North Dakota. And we're starting in kind of a limited way. Ultimately, we want to have a couple of policy people on the ground in North Dakota. We're going to start out with one person working with us on a full-time basis in North Dakota. But we will serve North Dakota for the time being primarily out of our Minnesota office. So our economists, our policy fellows, and so on will do work specific to North Dakota. and our communications people will push those work products out in North Dakota using all the media that we have become masters of, whether it's newspaper op-eds or internet videos or radio ads or whatever it might be. And so if our listeners watch for us in 2022 in North Dakota, they will see us, and they'll see us in everything from billboards to op-eds.
Very interesting, fascinating. You mentioned the energy work you've done in other states. Just tell us a little bit about that, because obviously that'll be no doubt a project in North Dakota as well, with the energy powerhouse that we've become, second to the largest oil producing state in the nation. We got the largest oil producing county in the nation in the McKenzie County. We have coal, we have wind, we have solar, we have not as much solar because that's a pig and a poke, but there's hydro, there's hydrogen soon, natural gas. I mean, we've got a lot of, in fact, with all due respect to Minnesota, we power you, right? I mean,
You absolutely do. You power us with the coal, among other things. One of the things we are absolutely going to be doing, I can tell you, Scott, is standing up for the petroleum industry in North Dakota. You know, the oil and gas industry has become kind of a whipping boy, and hardly anybody really defends them and talks about the tremendous, tremendous good that they do for America. One of the reasons, Scott, why we have worked with groups in so many other states on energy issues is because our policy fellows have developed the only statistical model that anybody in the United States has that accurately assesses the full cost of wind and solar energy, as well as nuclear energy and petroleum-based energy and coal-based energy. And so people from around the country come to us when there's a proposal, for example, offshore wind. I mean, offshore wind, I think, is maybe, the dumbest way of generating electricity anybody can think of. I just dread the thought of the first hurricane and what's going to happen. So people come to us to take our statistical model, apply it to the conditions in their state, to the energy mix in their state, and so forth, and calculate the real cost of some of these proposals. And in fact, our energy people, I think, were instrumental in getting the green energy mandates stripped out of the Build Back Better bill in Washington, D.C. Now, hopefully, nothing in that bill ever passes if we're lucky. But in the meantime, those green energy mandates that would have applied to all 50 states have been stripped out. And I think that was in large part due to the analysis that was supplied by our policy people at American Experiment.
John Hinderrocker from the Center of American Experiment with us today on the program. I mentioned the term budget in Minnesota in the same sentence a while ago, and Kevin Flynn, who's a Minnesota resident up there in beautiful Frazee, Minnesota Lakes Country, started laughing out loud because he said you can't say budget and Minnesota in the same sentence. Is he correct about that, John?
We haven't got a budget. We just got a checkbook, right?
Right,
it's open
exactly.
To everyone. It's open to everyone. So the biggest thing we're going to be doing in Minnesota for the first 6 months of the year through the 2022 legislative session is mounting a massive public campaign on the question of what to do with the projected $7.7 billion surplus for the next biennium. We know what the liberals want to do. They want to spend every penny of it and more. Our polling, and we do polling every quarter for our magazine, as you know, Scott, Thinking Minnesota, our polling shows that something like 76% of Minnesotans don't want that money spent. They want it back in the form of permanent tax cuts or a one-time rebate. So we're going to be driving a massive, massive public campaign here in Minnesota under the general theme of give it back. We're putting up a website, giveitbackmn.com. Our goal is to get 100,000 emails sent to the governor and to legislators by their own constituents, telling them to do what the people want, don't spend the money, give it back. So that's going to be a huge initiative for the first half of 2022.
Novel concept. Is that a pig and a poke? Much like it would be trying to make that case to the United States Congress right now in Democratic control, or Is there is that winnable? Is that battle winnable, John?
Well, we'll see. We'll see, Scott. I mean, what people say is, well, it's going to be tough because the Republicans only control the Senate. Democrats can control the governor's office and the House. Okay, fine. But what I want to do is drive overwhelming public demand, not to just waste that money on more spending boondoggles, but the state inadvertently collected too much money. Let's give it back where it came from so that Minnesotans can spend it as they choose. And if legislators don't want to vote according to the will of Minnesotans, then that's something where we just have to see accountability in November.
Yeah, very interesting. That, one of the reasons I'm excited about the Center of the American Experiment taking, you know, for lack of a better term, the secret sauce that you deployed in Minnesota, which, with all due respect, Kevin, John, and Minnesotans in the audience, is one tough battle. And while you certainly made incredible progress, you stopped the CRT standard deal for folks that followed that. You've been a watchdog. You've stood up for law enforcement. You've pushed back against onerous overregulation on COVID and so many other things and been successful. That is like a David versus Goliath battle every single day. I don't think you'll have anywhere near that level of challenge in North Dakota, but quite honestly, we don't have much of a watchdog mentality in North Dakota. We don't. We have a very sleepy media. We have a pack mentality made up of 20-somethings that just follow the pack. And, you know, I'll never forget, we had a special session recently, John, and some big things happened, some generational things happened, you know, that I thought were fantastic. And I went to a press conference to talk about it. One was a battle of which would be the best tax cut. A income tax sort of rebate over 2 years, which I think cost somewhere around $100 million, okay, to give everybody a tax rebate, or a consequential sort of long-term effort to reduce the mill levy of schools and allow schools to assign less property taxes to the citizens, basically, if we do this right and take that $100 million and the other bounty of basically oil and gas in North Dakota and do it, you know, in a big way. So anyway, big debate between the House and the Senate. Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, wanted one thing. The House wanted another thing. And the other issue was a lot of things related to the oil and gas industry, Clean Sustainable Authority, projects that are out there that will be, you know, jobs and great for the economy, blah, blah, blah. I go to a press conference in Bismarck with the two leaders, the House Majority Leader and the Senate Majority Leader, both Republicans. We have that benefit in North Dakota. And there's probably seven people in the press conference, okay? And of the seven people in the press conference, six of them wanted to ask about, are you guys going in on Friday or Monday? If you don't get done Friday, will you maybe go to Saturday?
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding you.
I believe it. Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
Hard balls.
And the whole thing was obsessing over when they were going to go be able to go out with their friends, I guess, or something, because they're trying to figure out when the special session was going to end. The sleepy media, young kids, but a lot of money. A lot of money. And that, as you know, shores up a lot of sins. So with a situation like that, how does the center take being battle-ready, as you've obviously proven in Minnesota, but dig into a state that is certainly 100 times better run than Minnesota, but still, you know, could have a little fiscal restraint.
But not perfect. Yeah, a couple of quick thoughts, Scott. I mean, first of all, I like to say that the press, for the most time in America, doesn't so much cover the news as cover up the news. You know, it's more a matter of what they think it's convenient for us to know than what's really going on. And one of the things that we do is actually cover the news. So as you know, we have daily fresh content on our website, AmericanExperiment.org. We've got a magazine, quarterly magazine, with a subscription base of 115,000. So one of the things that we do is we just get information out because we know that the newspapers and the TV stations are not doing an adequate job of that. One thing about a state like North Dakota, I think, Scott, you summed it up very well, is North Dakota is basically a conservative state, and yet that does not reliably get translated into optimum conservative policy. And one of the things that our policy fellows are really looking forward to is working with legislators in North Dakota and helping them to come up with proposals in areas like taxation, for example, that can take a state that's already doing a pretty good job and sharpen up its game.
AmericanExperiment.org. Find out more about them. 501c3 organization, so any donation is tax deductible. And they're doing good work in Minnesota. Looking forward to them doing good work in North Dakota. John, thanks for the time today.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
We're going to sink our teeth into that budget battle in Minnesota, too. We've got a lot of listeners in Minnesota, and it's a good exercise for those of us in North Dakota, too. More after
you
this.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience, 4 for $4 deal with that gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet Safe Ice Melt is $8.99, Balsa Blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sun or a hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right. Both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in a body, heat proteins, and we can talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Osaunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On your mind, besides our question of the day, should the Bison make the jump to the FBS? Should they go big time? Texas says, Scott, you're always bragging about wind. They just had an event, the catastrophe of wind and solar in Minnesota by this group. Why don't you get it? All right, let me see if I can translate this. Scott, you're always bragging about wind. When you say I'm bragging about wind, what would be an example of me bragging about wind?
I just tell you when you talk about the benefits of it, the benefits to the landowners.
But I do that about every energy source. Yeah. I'm not only bragging about wind, I brag about all of the above energy. So I think some people would send me an email, oh, you're just a shill for the oil industry. Oh, you're just a shill for the coal industry. I mean, you know, I'm agnostic when it comes to a preferred energy source. I want them all. Because guess what? We need them all. I mean, go look at where energy usage is going. Do you know the amount of traffic that is happening in the cloud, if you will? Just think what you do on your phone on an average day. Do you stream? Do you watch videos? Do you send emails back and forth? Do you download apps? Well, guess what? That takes a lot of power. When you charge your phone, all of us charge our phone. How many times a day? We didn't do that 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So if you go realistically, look at 10 different sources and say, where is energy used today? Where was it a decade ago? And where will it be in a decade from now? It's staggering. So I don't believe we have the luxury of going, that's a good energy resource and that's a bad one. We need them all. The reason that I have been a supporter of wind energy along with other sources of energy is for two reasons. One, the industry finally said, stop giving us a production tax credit. Stop giving us a freebie. Okay, now, Chuck Schumer and Chuck Grassley don't listen to the industry. They keep doing it because they're addicted to the crack of freebies. Okay, and that's a Republican in Chuck Grassley and a Democrat in Chuck Schumer. But the industry is saying, stop, we don't need it.
When you say all of the above, besides coal and wind, what are the other?
Natural gas.
Yep.
Lignite, coal, yep. Wind, oil, petroleum. There's certainly hydrogen, a lot of hydrogen in North Dakota. We have a fair amount of that because we have the Garrison Dam and we have the ability to do it. So
it doesn't seem solar ever enters into the conversation.
I'm not a big solar guy because I think they're still in the category of getting way too many freebies. So again, the reason I came around to wind was the production tax credit went away. And the second thing, and this is extraordinarily important in my mind, I'm not going to go tell some farmer that he can't decide to lease to somebody to put a wind turbine on his land.
No.
But because if we do that, pretty soon we're going to go, you know, I don't like that grain bin you built.
Right.
You know, doesn't really, I don't like the way that looks over there.
Yep.
So to me, you know, if I die on any hill, it's landowner rights. Always will be, always has been. Okay? And so that's very important to me. Now, sadly, there are landowner rights groups in North Dakota that have become nothing short of just burn the house down crazy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking specifically of the Northwest Landowners Association, a group that some of the people involved I really, really think highly of, and others have become so radical and so crazy and so just, they don't play well with others. They're a politically ineffective, get nothing done kind of group. So they're kind of giving land rights a bad name and how they've done it. But I'm saying Joe Farmer, Joe Rancher, gets a knock on the door from somebody to site a pipeline, to site a wind farm, needs access to, oil rig.
That's their business.
That's their business.
Yep.
That should be up to them.
Yep.
And so I'm always going to say that. Now, solar to me is just a bit of a pig in a poke still. Now, we heard yesterday, we had a reporter, Holland Cook, at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Mm-hmm.
You remember he was talking all excited about the new Chevy electric truck, right?
Yep.
And he said the way they're eventually going, he believes, because I think that's going to crash and burn at some point too. Electric vehicles right now are coal-powered. They're coal-powered. Because if you don't have base load, affordable, reliable, always-on coal, all these other energy sources tip over. So coal has to be valued much higher in the food chain because it's affordable and it's reliable. It's there whether the wind turns or not. It's there whether the water flows or not, right?
Yep.
It's always on. So it is a trusted source.
When, same with nuclear, but we can't have those conversations or Greta comes in the room.
Well, by the way, I'm for nuclear too. What's amazing about nuclear is it used to be the Fairhead energy source as being quote unquote clean.
Yep.
And after Chernobyl, I guess, and what was the one in the U.S. Three Mile Island,
yeah,
or
and it was Fukuyama.
There was one big U.S. one though, and I forget.
Three Mile Island.
Yeah.
Yep.
To the point where now New York says, you know what, guys. Shut that plant down. New York City, do you think they need power? All
no.
You need to know about the energy fight is this. Barack Obama said it out loud. Our plan is to bankrupt coal and have electricity prices necessarily skyrocket. He said it. That's their goal. This isn't about different energy sources. This isn't about green. This is about control. And telling you, you can't fly and you can't fly. No, why don't you take a bus to work? We don't want you to drive. This is what they're up to. And the whole COVID insanity was a trial run for this very evil agenda. That's what it is. It's not about greener, cleaner air, because what we're doing here will only hurt the economy. It won't help the air globally.
At Collins & Cronk, Raymond James, we are privileged to have our clients let us be a part of their lives. They share their families with us and their close friends. We get to help them develop their dreams and curb their fears. We are so grateful to have this honored and important role in their lives. This holiday season reminds us once again how important family is, and we are thankful to be a part of yours.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Cronk, and a prosperous new year.
Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James.
Right here, right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.